Farm safely, protect your investment. Welcome and hello again, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox.
Anytime you can do something to prevent an injury or illness or property damage due to a mishap on the farm, it can just make things work so much smoother for you, reduce a lot of stress, and also save you a ton of money.
UT Extension Safety Specialist Tim Prather commenting on this National Farm Safety and Health Week. And while the numbers have improved, agriculture continues to rank as one of the most dangerous occupations here in America and around the globe.
When I started working as a farm safety specialist here in Tennessee 25 years ago, the death rate for agriculture was about 40 or 41 deaths for every 100,000 farmers and farm workers every year. Now, the good news is the death rate has dropped quite a bit, as well as the total number, where we're now down to about 28 for every 100,000 being killed in their work.
According to the National Safety Council, last year there were 715 farm-related deaths in America and 80,000 disabling injuries attributed to agriculture. Tennessee's Commissioner of Agriculture, Ken Givens, says
farmers need to do more every day to protect their health. I don't know how many times I've been out there and, you know, putting up hay or disking ground or working ground or whatever when I may not have been as careful as I should have been in whatever I was doing. So now that we're in Farm Safety Week, I would just encourage all farmers to be extremely careful and just step back and slow down a bit and pay greater attention to those things that can really cause them a lot of harm.
Especially now during harvest season, farmers and the general public need to be extra cautious as they share roadways. A lot of big machinery will be traveling to and from farm fields, and this is the 65th year recognizing National Farm Safety and Health Week. And we hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the Tennessee Radio Network.